Mr. Stephen Allen's Some News Podcast, The Main News.
It was the London Marathon, yes, the one time when you see people running in London and you don't think, oh, there's just been a mugging. Some people say this marathon has been a good practice for next year's Olympic Games, and they're right, because you know what it's like in the UK. When we have the Olympics over here, we'll probably manage to foul up the London Underground. It's good to know there's a route where people can run towards East London. Emmanuel Mutai ran the course in 2 hours, 4 minutes and 40 seconds, a course record. It's amazing. When I was watching the coverage, I saw him running on the roads of London through the bits with the white lines for the speed cameras, and I thought, whew, steady on, dude, you're going to get 3 points. A lot of runners this year crossed the finishing line and then straight away threw up. Not just one or two, I saw loads do it. It's like the race was sponsored by Bad Prawn. What a bittersweet feeling for anyone who finishes the race after that. Oh, I finally finished the marathon. Oh, I'm studying sick. Why would you want to take up a sport that makes you look miserable, makes you look too thin, and then makes you throw up? It's like it should be called competitive eating disorder.
This week in the food clinic, Dr. Christian takes on a long-distance runner and an overweight taxi driver.
Now, one of you enjoys marathons.
Oh, that'd be me. They're called Snickers now, but I'll even have the out-of-date ones.
But the best part of any London marathon is the fancy dress section. If I had to run one, I'd dress up as a panda. A Fiat Panda. Thank you very much. Someone dressed up as Kate Middleton. What a waste. If you're going to dress up as her and then run through London, give it a week. Do it during the wedding. That'd be brilliant. Running away going, oh, I can't go through with it. I love Harry instead. Although if you are going to do that, I'd avoid any underpasses. We were contacted by someone who did a fancy dress run at this year's London Marathon. He joins us on the line now. So what was your time?
Hello, Steve. Well, this year I did it in 1 hour, 35 and 52 seconds.
Well, that's amazing. It's quicker than the Kenyan guy who won the men's race. And you were in fancy dress. You are brilliant.
Well, I try my best, Steve. I was doing it for charity, so I was just thinking about all the people I could help.
Well, you should get a medal. What did you dress up as?
Well, Steve, I was raising money for disabled access at my local pub, so I got dressed up in a wheelchair.
You used a wheelchair?
Well, mainly the downhill bits, really, but yeah.
And you don't normally use a wheelchair in everyday life?
No, of course I don't. Otherwise, it wouldn't really be fancy dress, would it, Steve? Think it through.
What? That's not fair.
Why not?
Because a wheelchair moves faster.
Listen, I saw a guy dressed as a gazelle, one of the fastest land animals. No one said he was cheating.
Well, no, but... Well, I suppose, look, credit where it's due. 1:35 is still an impressive time for the wheelchair race. Did you do a lot of training?
No, I didn't train for it at all, Steve.
Well, then how did you move the wheelchair so fast?
Well, part of the fancy dress included 2 guide dogs. They did most of the hard work.
The Some News Podcast. Get more at somenews.co.uk.